This is Robert Murray, Chief Economist for Dodge Data and Analytics. Here are some of the main points from our report on July construction starts. New construction starts in July pulled back 9% from the elevated pace reported in June, which was the strongest amount of construction starts so far in 2018. The pattern of construction starts on a monthly basis is often affected by the presence or absence of large projects, and June had received a substantial lift from several unusually large projects. These included a $6.5 billion uranium processing plant in Tennessee and the $1.8 billion spiral office tower in the Hudson Yards district of New York City. The pace of total construction starts in July was still the second strongest month so far in 2018. By major construction sector, non-residential building fell 22% in July after soaring 59% in June. New construction starts for manufacturing plants plunged 60% after being lifted in June by the $6.5 billion uranium processing plant in Tennessee, and the office building category retreated 23% after the boost in June coming from the $1.8 billion spiral office tower in New York City. The decline for office building in July was cushioned by the start of three very large data center projects, including a $750 million Facebook data center in Huntsville, Alabama, as well as the start of more typical office projects, such as the $250 million office portion of a $330 million mixed-use building in Austin, Texas. Also showing declines in July relative to June were educational facilities, down 12%, and healthcare facilities down 35%. On the plus side, July featured a 28% gain for transportation terminals, led by the $650 million upgrade to the main terminal at Denver International Airport and $268 million for the Concourse D project at Nashville International Airport. Hotel construction also registered a strong gain in July, climbing 37%, with a lift coming from the $450 million Omni Seaport Hotel in Boston, Massachusetts. Residential building in July edged up 2%, thanks to a 3% gain for single-family housing, although this project type continues to hover around the level of activity that was reached in late 2017 and early 2018. Multifamily housing in July receded 1% after the 8% gain that was reported in June, with July including the start of two very large multifamily projects in the New York City borough of Brooklyn. In July, the top five metropolitan areas for multifamily housing ranked by the dollar amount of construction starts were New York, Washington, D.C., San Francisco, Chicago, and Los Angeles. Non-building construction in July was unchanged from its June amount, as a slight 1% increase for public works was offset by a 4% decline for electric utilities. July did include a stronger level of construction starts for highways and bridges, as well as sewer construction. For the first 7 months of 2018, total construction starts were up 2% compared to a year ago, reflecting gains for non-residential building up 1%, and residential building up 7%. Dampening the year-to-date increase for total construction starts was a 4% decline for the non-building construction sector.